Political career. Well, one of President Sarkozy's first jobs after getting the keys to the Élysée Palace was to fly to Berlin to meet Chancellor Angela Merkel. He's there at the moment, and top of their agenda will be working out a way to agree a new EU constitution. Well, earlier I spoke to Monica Grifan, an MP with the governing Social Democrats. What did his decision to go to Berlin first tell her?
It says that he wants to pull a little bit back from his sayings during the campaign that Germany would be not very important for Europe any longer, but he has to have relationships to the United States and to the other European countries. He has been clear now that he has to have a close connection to Germany so that the European business can go along, because they have to have a clear connection with them.
Others say, though, that he needs to realize that there's a change happening in Europe, that whatever France and Germany says for Europe happens doesn't happen any longer.
That is true on one hand, because we have now 27 countries. But on the other hand, if Germany and France is clear, and if they can find networks with UK, with Poland, with Italy, with Spain, then it is much easier to get to some conclusions which will help the whole European process, because it is necessary for the future to speak with one voice and not to have 27 voices. And all the other continents will laugh about us, and the European interest will not be very strong.
What needs to be his priority as far as France and Europe is concerned?
I think he has to be very constructive in the discussion how the treaty will be in the future, what kind of treaty there should be among the European countries, because with the old treaties, it is not possible to really govern a European community with 27 countries, and it is necessary to really to speak with one voice. So that will be one priority. And also there will be a priority to get the countries together on a social and ecological agenda. The problem is that he is very nationalistic on, for instance, industrial politics like Airbus or Sanofi. He made quite clear that the French interest is before everything, and I think that doesn't work in future neither.
Well, indeed, on that point, and indeed during the campaign, he was also critical of the European Central Bank. Is he as enthusiastic about Europe as you would like him to be?
No, not at all. I think France was one of the big problems in the past years. It was on the constitution referendum, but it was in the question how liberal the market can operate within Europe, because, I mean, France always closed his shop with electricity and water companies, with big companies which are still in the state hand. And it's very difficult for other countries to have a clear competition and a transparent competition with other countries. So I think we need him to be more enthusiastic in cooperation and not to be too nationalistic.
That was Monica Grifan in Germany. Well, President Sarkozy's position